It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We hope you had a chance to stop by the GoPSURV.com lot for the blue-white game. It certainly was a beautiful day, and everyone that took in GoPSURV's lot had a great time. Don't miss your chance to have the best tailgating experience in Happy Valley this fall. For more information, contact Mark at GoPSURV.com or call 1-800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. We welcome in Ross Tucker. Ross, how you doing this week?
I am doing fantastic. I've got a lot to say about every topic. So this is a good week. You know, I mean, every week's a good week on Keystone Sports Network. It was funny. You don't get a chance to meet listeners that often, right? Because they might not even know what I look like.
Right.
But I happen to be at an event for the Paxtonia Athletic Association Friday night. And
softball, is this related to softball?
Yeah, I'm the softball coach for my daughters.
Just asking.
By the way, we're playing awesome. I mean, I know everybody listening, that's what you come in for. We're playing awesome right now. We had an inning last night where every girl hit the ball in the air. This is nice. Under six softball. That's like a no hitter.
Is it off
that's
the tee?
It's an all hitter. It's never happened before.
Okay, Buttermaker. Anyway, calm down.
So let me just say, what was I going to say?
Listener.
Listener said to me, he said, because it was Friday night. He's like, man, I was feeling your pain about not being able to go to the blue-white game. I was like, well, what are you listening to? He's at Keystone Sports Network. He's like, because, we had softball opening day, so I couldn't go to blue-white. I'm like, I know. It's killing me. But shout out to Mike from Paxtonia Softball for listening. Now, let's get into the blue-white.
All right, let's talk about it. This is your blue-white game review. We're going to take the notes that stood out to you and what you think it means going forward, a few things. So let's start with the drops. Do you still think that's a problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody can say, oh, it's not a problem. Oh, it's not a big deal. That's what we said every game last year. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know what happened that game, but it won't happen next game. And then it did. And then I thought maybe it was like the way Trace was throwing the ball. Maybe it was something was different or off. The first like two series of the game, the first three plays, Hamler and Freiermuth both drop passes. Like, it's like contagious. I don't know. And now maybe part of me says I'd rather them get that out of their system now. But you ever notice how certain guys never drop balls?
Correct.
Like think about like NFL guys. Do you ever see like some of these guys ever drop a pass? So it's a little bit nervous. And then even later on, Dotson dropped the pass.
End zone, right? The end zone throw?
No. Oh. Dotson dropped one like on a sideline route. And there was another one. He dropped one on a sideline route, and there was another one that Matt Millen said should have been caught, where he got his hands on it in the end zone.
Right, that's the one
that, I thought you were talking that about. There was one that was more drop, but that one was a drop too. But that one was like, okay, I can, the defender made a pretty nice play. But, I mean, the bottom line is Penn State, no matter who the quarterback is, needs those guys to make those plays. Like, they got to make those catches. So, yeah, Andy, I'm going to say drops is an issue.
All right, let's talk about the rotation on the offensive line at the potential right guard position. CJ Thorpe, Mike Miranda, James.
Well, Miranda didn't play.
Miranda didn't play.
We don't know why. I would guess
injury?
A nagging injury, but right. He's never going to admit that. We couldn't even find him on the field, so I don't know what the deal was. But I still think that Miranda, if he's healthy, is going to be – I think he's one, and I think CJ's the first guard off the bench.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I'm not either. I agree with Ross.
What does Lee Corso say? Not so fast, my friend. Let me tell you this, okay? Out of the two best things I saw in the game, the two best things I saw all game, one of them was how much better CJ Thorpe looked in pass pro. He looked awesome. He and you guys know, every time we bring him up, I say you can't play unless he can pass pro. He looked awesome. I mean, he looked really good in pass protection. We already know what he brings in the run game. We already know the physicality and the nastiness that Franklin's begging for from somebody. And for C.J. Thorpe to look that good in pass pro, whether it was one-on-one or stunts or whatever it was, I mean, I'm talking marked improvement. I watched him every snap. He looked so much better to the point where, at a minimum, Bob, I would think that maybe they rotate.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up beating Miranda out for the job, because I think, first of all, I think Miranda's the next center. So there's some value there of having Miranda as the swing inside guy for all three, and rather than starting at right guard, because we can prepare for all three. And secondly, they like upside.
Right.
They like upside.
They do love upside.
And C.J. Thorpe has more upside than Mike Miranda. And so I wouldn't be so sure about that. I thought that was a huge, huge note from the game. Yeah. The flip side, while we're on it, is I think I still love my guy, Rashid Walker. But I'm not sure. And it was interesting because I had, you know, when you watch a guy in high school, you just watch their high school highlight tape.
Right.
So to watch him play in and play out, and I don't know if you guys went back and watched it because I know you guys were there or whatever, but Matt Millen had some comments about Rashid Walker about he's just got to learn that it needs to be every snap. He needs to play hard every snap.
Right.
Like Matt Millen, remember I told you guys this last year, Matt Millen didn't just make that up.
Right.
Like somebody told him. He was told. And then when I watched, I saw it. I did not see the effort I wanted all the time. I did not see him finishing all the time. He probably should lose 10 pounds. He looked a little bit heavy to me. You don't need it. It doesn't help you. And if anything, it just wears you down, tires you, slows you down. I didn't see the every snap consistency and effort that I need to see from him. I saw a really talented kid that's been able to always get by on that talent. We need more from him. I don't know about
the question though is if he needs to be more consistent. If he does not take the next step in August, then who is the tackle?
Yeah, nobody.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that Des Holmes.
And maybe he knows that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why he doesn't feel like he's pushed.
And you just wonder, as second year player, like you said, used to dominating his whole life, maybe this is the kick in the pants that he needs. But I just clearly, listening to Etor talk about him the couple days before the game, he felt like he had made a lot of strides. Maybe for whatever reason, it did not show. I was a little surprised because I thought he had looked good physically in the practice sessions, but you thought he was a little too heavy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd always rather a guy be 5 pounds lighter than 5 pounds heavier.
All right, we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, it's quarter number two. Tucker's Tape. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. Yes, sir.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I know what everybody's been waiting for.
I was going Noah there next. Noah Kane.
I know what you've been ready for and waiting for. Let me say this. I hope I'm wrong about Noah Kane. I hope he's awesome. I just have to go by what I saw in his high school video. And maybe part of it was he was cruising his senior year of high school. Maybe part of it is just the competition at IMG and the other dudes on the field are such freak shows. But I was extremely impressed with his ability to put his foot in the ground and get downhill. The broken tackles, the physique. Now, I still don't see a whole lot of juice or explosiveness. Like, I don't picture him having 40-yard touchdown runs like Saquon Barkley or Miles Sanders. He's not going to be that type of back, but that's okay. You don't need him to be that kind of back. He knows how to put his foot in the ground. I mean, it was the third-string O-line against the starting defense, and he was getting downhill, making one cut, running behind his pads, getting yards. He's going to help him this year. He's going to play. He's going to help him. Because I also think he's almost the polar opposite of Ricky Slade and Journey Brown. Ricky Slade's a slasher. Journey Brown's a speed guy. Ricky Slade's undersized. Journey Brown's more of a speed guy, a little raw. Noah Kane is really the power back and the guy with a real good feel for running between the tackles. He's going to play. I even liked when he caught the ball. I mean, the one touchdown catch where he made the two guys miss. Very, very encouraging. So, I mean, obviously, I think I have him too low on my rankings. I still don't think he's got the juice to make a lot of big plays, but very, very encouraging.
All right, we continue with Ross Tucker's blue-white game review. Do you think Penn State has two tight ends now, Pat Freiermuth? And I thought, I mean, Nick Bowers.
Very encouraging from
Very
Nick
encouraging
Bowers.
From very, Nick Bowers.
Is he a fifth-year senior?
Fifth-year senior.
Finally.
Been hurt a lot.
A lot.
Thought at the end of last year he was healthy and they started to use a little bit more of the two tight ends. I think you're going to see quite a bit more of that in the fall because I think that if they're both healthy, that's going to be a problem for defense.
I'd be curious to know how much he weighs, too.
He is a big boy, 260 and change.
Right, because I thought he might be a little too heavy early in his career, but he's the guy I saw him play high school wide receiver in high school, Katanning, and he's the one with the dunk where he dunked like over somebody. Like he's an athlete, he's a legit athlete. So that was encouraging. I don't think we're going to see very much of Zach Kuntz. I think it's going to be
another year.
Freiermuth and Bowers, and then Kuntz. You know, it'll be another year for him. And then some of the other things I saw. I thought Ricky Slade's pass protection was really good. That's very important.
Yeah, how important is that?
He's going to be their third down back probably. I think that they like him the most. Like I picture them rotating Journey Brown, Kane, and Ricky Slade in early downs, probably Ricky being the guy most of the time on obvious passing downs. So I thought that his pass pro was solid. Dude, Jason Awe is a monster.
That one step. Do you see that one first step?
Woo!
Against Wigan.
Yeah, he's a monster. He is quick, and he's going to be a problem, as they say. I would say the biggest negative coming out of the game, the blue is the first and second string. They didn't run the ball that well.
Yeah,
50-some yards rushing.
And they didn't stop the run that well. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Like, we can say that's good for the white team, but that's real, real discouraging. I mean, the third and fourth string freshmen are running the ball on you with Noah Kane, and then you can't run the ball against a bunch of freshmen. I mean, if I'm James Franklin, he won't say it publicly. He kind of said it a little bit.
He did.
But that's a huge concern and red flag. Huge.
All right, that'll do it from quarter number two. From the Labatt Studio, we're going to put Ask Ross on hold for another week and talk everything Tommy Stevens and the transfer portal when we come back. Stick with us. You are not going to want to miss this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.